What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
Rodney Olsen here together with Ross Clifford. It's very good to have you back today, Ross, and we're going to be looking at an interesting topic, one that you dealt with while you were overseas.
Yeah, look, it's the issue of climate change. I know it creates a lot of controversy, but people need to be aware that there's going to be released very shortly a letter from the national religious leaders of this country, not just Christian, I mean from other faiths, asking our government to again take the initiative and to be on top of all the issues surrounding climate change.
It's interesting when we're looking at it from a faith perspective, because for many years this is something that people of faith have really avoided. They think there's other things to be getting on with. And yet more and more recently we find that people of faith are saying, no, we've been given this planet, we need to be good stewards and we need to keep an eye on things.
Absolutely, and that's our responsibility, isn't it, as stewards of God's creation to act responsibly. I think most of us have moved away from the idea that life is just spiritual and doesn't matter what happens to my body or doesn't matter what happens to my planet. All I've got to be concerned about is my own little spirit. Most of us realize that our eternity is important, our spiritual dimension is important, but God loves all of his creation and is transforming all of his creation and expects us to be responsible for it. And the letter's coming out also, Rodney, in the context that there's going to be a Pacific Island Forum with respect to trade, etc., which Australia is part of. And there's going to be a gathering of Pacific churches as well, Pacific Island churches. And, of course, many of those island churches, Pacific Island churches, are part of a faith in the Pacific, which is very, very strong. Some of the Pacific Islands are just overtly Christian. So it is important, as we talk about the Pacific and our responsibility for climate change, that we join with our brothers and sisters in the Pacific Islands and their faith and support them.
We don't want to just be jumping on the bandwagon, so what can we do to ensure that if we're signing on to something, we're actually serious about this and we're going to do something that's going to help?
Yeah, I think that's really important. So, we have to do things that are achievable and make sort of statements that, people get a grip on. For example, we want to be committed to greater use of renewable energy technologies. And driving around Europe, you just see the wind farms everywhere, Rodney, which many of the listeners would be aware of. And you kind of wonder, why haven't we got more of this with our natural wind and sunlight, etc.? And you see that all across Europe. And there's a theological seminary that I visited recently that is using wind and using a sort of a tower to create its own light and its own energy. So many churches are now asking, what can they do themselves as churches and theological colleges and whatever to be sensitive and to use renewable energy and to use solar and to look at other ways that they can do things. So, that's just one thing that we can all do and look at and ask how we can set the agenda. They're the sort of things that we're asking, green architecture, town planning and transport that's taking these matters under consideration, how we reuse and recycle goods, and the caps on greenhouse emissions, greenhouse gas emissions is a major issue, because we're the major users of greenhouse gas and the major forces of emissions in the Pacific. Per capita, we're 10 times anybody else. And some of these Pacific Islands are sinking, Rodney. They're just going under. And so Australia does have a responsibility in the Pacific region about putting caps on greenhouse gas emissions. And if you travel around Europe, mate, look at the use of public transport, look at the smaller cars on the road, all of those are the sort of things that we have to be behind.
Rodney Olsen here together with Ross Clifford, and today we're looking at the whole topic of climate change and really what our responsibility is as people of faith. Is it something we should really be concentrating on? Is it something that is sidetracking us and taking us away from the main game? Ross, what exactly is our responsibility to be involved in these sorts of issues?
Well, I think it's the major issue out there that people are talking about and discussing in Australia and overseas. And for the church or for Christians or people of faith not to enter that debate, I think would be absolutely tragic, because people are asking the questions and they're wanting considered responses. And as we've said, a Christian considered response is there, that, you know, God is the creator, we're responsible for the environment, he's put us in charge, and let's do that well. We differ from other religions that say, God is tied up with his creation and we can worship creation. We don't say that. We say he's separate from creation. He is the creator. But that does not mean that we do not have that responsibility. We don't worship creation, but we care for it and we love it. And yeah, I think not to enter that debate is just to miss the mark. And we can put out practical steps, as we've been talking about. Rodney, there is a big debate in the Baptist World Alliance meetings I was in Prague, and the Ethics Commission, which I chair, put up a resolution on climate change. And there's understandably a big issue that people do raise, and that is, to what extent is this a matter of human responsibility, and to what extent is this a matter of nature's cycle that we're in? And that's an important issue.
It is. I mean, we've got to keep that balance, and we've got to say, okay, because of course the jury is still out for some people. Some people are saying, oh, no, you know, I don't really believe in this global warming thing, and it's just a part of what nature does. So we've got to make sure that we're not just being taken off on a tangent, but at the same time, when you look at the evidence, you've got to say something's going on, so we've got to decide what should we be doing.
Absolutely, and I personally think the balance of evidence is pointing to human responsibility. But even if it's purely nature acting, I think all of us realise that there are changes. We see it regularly around about us. We see it on television. We see the world's concern. And just isn't it a good thing, you know, to use less energy and to drive smaller cars and to be responsible with respect to greenhouse emissions and to be concerned about those Pacific Islands that are disappearing and to stay united with those people? And so whatever our position on the human responsibility, I think none of us want to take a risk here. There are signs that we should act. Let's do it responsibly. Let's put these things into place. And no matter what happens, we're going to be a better world because of it. Living simply, I mean, you know, driving less powerful vehicles, you know, doing good architecture, using our wind, using our sun. I mean, all of those things are going to make us better off. So I think sometimes we could spend a lot of debate about something rather than saying, okay, let's get together, let's do this, let's make a difference, and let's, you know, say to God, we love your creation, we're concerned about it, and we're going to be wise stewards of it.
And I suppose it brings us back to remembering that faith is all-encompassing. It's not just about what we believe and certain rituals that we might follow through. It encompasses the whole of our being.
Absolutely. Romans 8 tells us that the whole of creation groans for redemption. The whole of creation awaits for that work of the Spirit and change and transformation. I mean, for Christians, that's a reliance on God as well, and that depends on God's own inbreaking in his second coming and setting everything right. But it doesn't mean we just sit and do nothing. Our responsibility is to see that vision of God, to be part of that, to be doing our best, but still knowing that for us in the long run, I mean, God is the one who will ultimately restore and redeem everything, but we will not be found wanting. We'll be doing our bit.
Very interesting. I'm wondering where we might go this time next week.
Oh, look, I had a conversation with somebody overseas, and it's a conversation I've had elsewhere, and the conversation is it okay to gamble on God? I'm really not sure what I think about God. Is it okay to say, well, I think I'm about 60% certain, so I'll wager, I'll gamble on God. I'll order my life that way, but I'm, you know, it's a bit of a gamble. So there you go, mate. What about, is it okay to gamble on God?
It's a very interesting one. Should we be absolutely sure before we take a step, or should we start taking steps towards something that we're fairly positive about and continue to walk that journey? I'm interested in talking about that one next week. Ross,
absolutely.
Ross, it's been great catching up once again and getting you back in the country.
And next week I'll be minus the jet lag.
Okay. I look forward to talking to you then.
God bless you, Rodney.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.